Welcome to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM, Richmond Independent Radio, radio for the rest of us. My name is Elaine Summerfield, one of the hosts of Inspire Indeed, where we discuss community issues and hear from the nonprofits and local leaders who are working to address them. And hopefully you'll be inspired to think about how you're making a difference with your deeds. Well, this month, my co-host Mark Hickman and Alan Hudson and I are exploring the idea of creating community by redefining and transforming community spaces. Last week, Mark had a great conversation with Christina Ramirez, who is creating a hub for a Southside neighborhood through her work at the Broad Rock Public Library. This week, we'll head up to the other side of town, to North Church Hill. This neighborhood has seen big changes over the past 5 to 10 years, and many community partners have played a role in this transformation. Places like Bon Secours and Richmond Community Hospital, Better Housing Coalition, CHAT, and public sector partners like the Health Department and city's economic development efforts, you know, all these things are coming together in a real timely way to make some real changes. There is one critical central hub of activity going on in North Church Hill, and that's the Robinson Theater. After it was refurbished and reopened, it's really become a special gem in the neighborhood that literally glitters and shines when it fires up its marquee lights. Betsy Hart is the executive director of Robinson Theater, and she's here to tell us the story of how this once run-down and vacant building has become a vital and thriving center for the neighborhood. Welcome, Betsy.
Thank you, Elaine.
Well, first, Betsy, why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of the Robinson Theater?
Sure. So it was a movie theater. It was named after Bill Bojangles Robinson, the tap dancer, back in the 30s. It was one of the only African-American movie theaters in the neighborhood and in the area of Richmond. And it was a very much a social hub for folks to come to, and they would spend all day there, I've heard, where we have people come by now that say they remember it being a movie theater, and they came and spent 5 cents and stayed all day watching movies.
5 cents and stayed all day. Yes. Those were the days, right?
Yes. It did. I have heard up to 25 cents as well, so just depending on the age. So that was the history of it. It's gone through a couple different venues since then. It was there for a few decades as the movie theater and then became a pool hall and a disco club. And then it was just boarded up and shut down in the 80s.
In the 80s, it just kind of fell down in terms of there wasn't the demand for it to be used as a...
Yeah, I think just economics and, I mean, the economy was just going down and things changed and different neighbors were there. People were leaving and coming and things definitely changed.
Right. So the neighborhood started to change. Now, it was boarded up in the 80s and it stood vacant for, I guess, close to 20 years, right?
Yeah, it was a little over 20 years before the owners who own it now came in 2007. They purchased the building, not really knowing what it was or what it could be and any of the history, really. But they were just kind of going in on faith, wanting to invest in the neighborhood and see a change in Church Hill. And so these two families bought it, and then they started to dig a little bit into the history and talk to some of the neighbors and be in the community. And they found out about the movie theater and all that it had been. And at first they thought, maybe we'll just lease it out or someone will buy it and they'll make a storefront. But then they wanted it to be more. So they came up with this idea of making it a community art center.
So it's a community art center now, not just a movie theater, right?
Right, yes. And we do show movies once a month, but just to keep that historical feel. But yes, we are definitely a lot different than a movie theater.
Where is it located? What's the address? And what's it close to give people context of where in Church Hill it is?
Sure. We are at 2903 Q Street, right at the corner of 29th and Q, down the street from the First Precinct, definitely in the heart of North Church Hill, about 8 blocks north from the historic Church Hill and St. John's Church.
Okay.
Closer to 9 Mile.
Closer to 9 Mile than to Broad. So that gives people a context of where you're located. And you said that now it's really a community art center. What takes place there now?
Yeah, so and we opened in 2009, so we've been open for this February 20th. It'll be our 5th year open.
Great.
We currently do a lot of different classes. They're community events and classes where we're focused on arts and fitness, where we will provide taekwondo and yoga, Zumba is very hot and trendy right now, so we have tons of ladies and some men coming out to those classes. We have a youth hip-hop dance class, and then we'll provide different arts and crafts classes. We do the movie nights once a month. We do a lot of block parties and fall festivals, community events, just opening it up to the neighborhood.
And places where events where people can gather.
Yeah, absolutely. And talent shows and everything to bring people in.
Great. Now, how do you decide on what's offered? Like what classes to offer?
Yeah, like really we're based with volunteer instructors. So we have people that are passionate about what they do, and a lot of them live in the neighborhood, and they want to just be able to provide those out of their own passion for what they love to do and what they want to see the neighborhood have. And then we also have some paid instructors just to bring the quality of classes to our neighborhood where they wouldn't be able to get it elsewhere.
Right. When you think about that neighborhood, there's not a whole lot going on. I mean, it's not like there's a Gold's Gym around there or anything like that. So there aren't a lot of venues where you can bring a lot of people together for something like a Zumba class.
Right. It definitely is one of a kind in the neighborhood. And with people being able to walk there, even on a rainy day, we have people coming in from, 10 blocks away even just to get to their Zumba class, with their umbrella, with their kids all in tow. But it's because they're devoted to it.
So they can bring their kids too?
We do have, we have classes for youth, we have classes for adults, but a lot of times with our Zumba, and for instance, a lot of the women are coming and they're moms and they want to bring their kids. So sometimes we'll put them up on the stage so they can dance behind the instructor, or they're on the side if they just want to watch.
Oh, it's an opportunity for them to do something fun with their mother and something that's instilling in the kids the value of getting out and exercising and getting together as a community.
Absolutely.
So you just mentioned that there are movie nights and some other things that happen on a regular basis. So where can people go to learn about what your calendar of offerings is?
We do have a website. It's robinsontheater.org. We have our calendar on there that we try to keep as updated as possible. And all of our classes are listed there along with our community events. So you can click on there and find out more information and always give us a call.
And what's your number?
Our number is 562-9133. So calling, emailing, website, all of those. We also have a Facebook page. You can find it under Robinson Theater Community Arts Center. And we post a lot of things on there daily and weekly.
Okay, great. Now, we're speaking with Betsy Hart of the Robinson Theater, and right now you're listening to Inspire Indeed on 97.3 FM, and Betsy's just sharing a little bit about all the different activities that go on at Robinson Theater currently and how you can learn about it and get involved. Now, do you charge for your classes?
All of our classes are free of charge for Church Hill members, okay. Residents who live within the 7th District even. So it's a little greater than just Church Hill, because that's where our primary focus is. For our Zumba classes, we do charge $20 for non-resident member students, and that helps to just pay for some of the costs and instructors that we have for
the instructors coming in and things like that that are necessary to keep it going. So now that you've seen people respond to your offerings, I imagine at first people were kind of looking at it thinking, is something really going on here? Did it take a while for things to kind of catch on?
It did, definitely. There was many of times where I would put a class out and be very excited about it, have a great instructor, and put it up on our marquee or try to hand out flyers door to door, and no one would show up. So it definitely took a while. The biggest thing is just relationship. The people had in the neighborhood had to realize that I'm there, I'm staying. I also live in the neighborhood just 3 blocks down, so you can see me walking my kids and my dog in the neighborhood, and just realizing that it's more than just a program. It's going to be a relationship that we're going to build, and hopefully off of trust.
So after some time, people started to build that relationship with you personally, but also with the space and what goes on there, right?
Right. Yeah, they definitely saw that the classes that are provided there, the events that we do, their quality, their fun, they're for them. I mean, the residents, it's really, we are there just for them. So they started taking advantage of that.
Great. So you mentioned that it was open about 5 years ago. And at the top of the program, I also talked about how that neighborhood around there really has been changing and developing over the past several years. Can you talk about what you've observed in your time? Sounds like you're also living up there just a few blocks away. What are some of the changes that you've seen take place in the neighborhood?
Yeah, it's been amazing being able to see the growth just in 5 years. More people are moving to Church Hill, trying to invest and just make it a part of their life. there's more avenues for people to actually stay in Churchill who might just be renting there or just be there for a couple of years but really wanting to stay. There's organizations such as Urban Hope and Better Housing Coalition that you mentioned that really make this possible for people to have affordable housing. There's also a seed program that Bon Secours in the city are doing for new businesses. A lot of that has been happening where Sub Rosa, WPA Bakery, the Roosevelt, and now the new Union Market down the street. There's places where entrepreneurs are able to start their businesses, and it's really starting to grow and thrive.
And that's again, another way to get people kind of out of their houses and engaged in the neighborhood,
yes.
Something that's located just down the street.
Right. And more things are becoming more local so that people can, who don't have transportation, they can walk to. I know we don't have a grocery store in our neighborhood yet, but hopefully one day soon. But some of these markets are helping to provide things, produce, and just making things accessible.
Kind of fill in some of those gaps,
yes,
that you currently have. And you mentioned that organizations like Better Housing Coalition are ensuring that some of the new housing stock is affordable. But do we run a risk when we look at this type of community redevelopment, do we run a risk of changing the fabric of the neighborhood in terms of gentrification, you know, changing who's able to live there? Because even if your family's lived there for generations, you may not be able to afford it anymore.
It's very true, and it's definitely something that people are having a lot of conversations about. We are, as the Robinson, we're trying to help facilitate some of those conversations as they come up. And even, you know, just because we are a multi-purpose facility, we'll have people come and host a housing fair or even just a forum to have there at the Robinson to talk about these issues. And people who are moving up here are really realizing that and trying not to hurt but help, but realizing that sometimes with the change in the demographics and where people are coming from, it does hurt more than help. So we're trying to feel that out as our community grows and not trying to push anybody out. But that's why some of these great affordable housing organizations are wonderful, where it helps to facilitate that for people who live there now, that they can purchase and buy even their rent-to-own home opportunities and houses that they can stay in.
And that, yeah, they can stay in their neighborhood.
Right.
And it sounds like some folks are moving back to their neighborhood,
yes,
too. Like maybe,
yes,
had moved away and now there are opportunities to come back.
Right. Churchill's the place to be.
Well, for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. Today we're talking about the redevelopment and some of the exciting new buzz of energy in North Churchill. And here to talk about it's Betsy Hart, Executive Director of the Robinson Theater. Betsy, remind us where people can go to learn more about Robinson Theater.
Sure. We have a website. It's www.robinsontheater.org. You can also give us a call if you ever just want to pick up the phone and see what's going on at 562-9133. Also, you can visit our Facebook page, Robinson Theater Community Arts Center. You can just search that and find out what we're doing.
Great. Thank you. Now, you mentioned a little bit about how Robinson Theater has played a role in some of the recent development in North Churchill, providing a venue for people to gather, providing a space for some fun activities for families, but also a public space for forums and gatherings and things like that. What do you think the importance of having that type of kind of a hub for a community is?
I think a big part of that is just having ownership. People in the neighborhood will now be able to come to things within their own neighborhood and be a part of it.
So that pride of this is ours, this, mm-hmm, is part of my neighborhood, this is part of what I value. And does that mean that you see residents coming and like helping out in other ways, like volunteering and that type,
yeah,
of participation?
That has been one of the biggest surprises in our neighborhood, to be able to see that we're not just there as a handout for someone just to take and receive, but people are starting to pour back into the community and take that ownership, where we have volunteers that will come that they're a part of our Zumba class, but they're going to help facilitate our sign-in and keeping all of our spreadsheets and everything ready for the class, and then just giving back for other community events that we have going on as well, that they take pride and ownership in our classes, that these are their classes, mm-hmm, so they're going to come back and help, and it's their Robinson Theater, so they can come back and just help pour back into other offerings.
It's wonderful that you've found ways for people to really get involved and find ways to give back to their own neighborhood, because like you said, it is part of that ownership. So what are some of the things that you have coming up? It sounds like you have a regular calendar of activities, but do you have any special events that are coming up?
Yes, well, we do have, we have four sessions throughout the year with our classes, so people can come and sign up for those. Each, we have mailers that go out, so people in the neighborhood will know about those. Every month we do our movie nights on the second Friday of the month, and that's free for people to come to. And then we have our popcorn and snack bar there.
And I assume it's a family-friendly type of a movie.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. We definitely keep it very family-friendly, everything that we do there. Talent shows that will be coming up. It's awesome to see the talent that comes. It's all local.
Is it all ages? Is it like from the littles to those that are more experienced?
Yes. That's where we don't ever know exactly what we're going to get. And that's the fun of it.
Right.
It's my most favorite event that we do, because we do have the little girls that will come and do their little dances that they made up. And they're anywhere from 3 years old to 15, and then we'll have people come and do some rap, do some songs, and then have some older folks maybe do some gospel songs. So
that's
a good variety.
Did you do like prizes and things for the winners?
Do. Yeah. Yes, we've done some cash prizes, and then we also have some sponsorship prizes that we'll give for gift cards.
That's neat. That's another fun way to get people in and get them involved.
Right.
And what else do you have coming up this year?
Well, we do actually have our big fundraising event that we do annually. This one is actually not hosted at the Robinson Theater, but it is something that helps to benefit all of our programs that we do. It's coming up March 8th, and it's our 6th annual Hoop Up the Arts 3-on-3 basketball tournament.
Oh, boy.
We host it over at the University of Richmond in their Weinstein Center, and they have been gracious to us to let us have such a beautiful facility. And we are looking for teams if anybody wants to come out and participate in it. That would help to benefit all of the programs that we host at the Robinson. So we have youth division and an adult division. And again, you can find out more information about that on our website at robinsontheater.org or give us a call. But we would love to have some more teams to sign up for that.
No, you said it's 3-on-3 basketball?
Yes.
And youth and adults. Do you have people from the neighborhood come to you then?
We do. Yeah, that's actually grown over the years as well. So our first one was done before we even opened. But now that we've been around for a while doing it, we've had some youth come and participate. And being able to play in that beautiful facility, it just is something that they don't normally get to do.
That's great. So it's a way that people can come with some friends, come with some teammates, and help support the work of Robinson Theater.
Yes.
And that's in March, you said?
Yes, March 8th.
Okay. So looking further ahead, what are some of the goals that you have in mind for the Robinson Theater? What are some of the other programs or activities that you want to develop to better serve the neighborhood?
Yes, there are some things that have definitely come up over this past year, and had some conversations with some folks that are in the neighborhood that we're seeing that people are really coming out and they're doing great with fitness and some of our Zumba and Taekwondo classes. However, there's a disconnect where they're coming in with a bag of chips and then working out. And so the disconnect is the nutrition piece. So it's been great to be able to kind of dive into that a little bit. And we know that that's not necessarily where the Robinson is. We're not going to become a health-centered focus place. But we do have people in the neighborhood, such as Tricycle Gardens and our health and wellness initiative with Cynthia Newbell, our council person, American Heart Association, and Bon Secours, of course, having their community hospital there. So these organizations are able to help to partner and facilitate some nutrition. We're bringing in, just starting off slowly, doing a couple of pilot nutrition workshops just to educate a little bit. People are very unaware, and I'm learning a lot along with them, of what's good for you, what's bad for you, how to read nutrition labels, knife cutting skills, just different things that can help. And we're hopefully providing it to some of these ladies that are in Zumba who have kids and families at home, that they can now go and help to help them be more nutritious as
right.
well.
Right, prepare better meals at home, too.
Absolutely.
And so some of the children might be getting some of those lessons in their schools, depending upon where they're going to school and what programs right. might be available. So hopefully they'll come together in the home and be able to share what they're learning and make some fun and healthy, nutritious meals together.
Yes.
Now, you said that Robinson Theater isn't necessarily a health organization per se, but you are a place where people are coming for healthy activities.
Right.
So it makes sense that you would be able to maybe pull in some additional community partners to provide more for the women and some of the men that are coming to a class like Zumba. That's wonderful that you can bring in the skills of the partners, and then you can focus on what you all do best.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think you do best? What do you think your role is that you really specialize in, that niche you serve in the community?
Well, our biggest thing since the get-go was just to be a resource to the neighborhood. It looks differently depending on who we're talking with and who we're working with, but we have decided that our biggest focus is to provide these arts and fitness-based classes, to do these community events where we have positive, family-friendly, welcoming activities and events, and then to facilitate these other folks coming in. Since we are multi-purpose, we have one big room where we can have health fairs and housing fairs and different classes and forums, and people can come in and use it for their own use. And a lot of these are for the neighborhood, just using other organizations to do it. So mm-hmm. we're able to facilitate that since it is just one-of-a-kind building where there's no other meeting space like it in North Churchill.
That's true. And you rent it out, like, for private parties and stuff, too, right?
We do. We actually have a lot of wedding receptions there on the weekends, birthday parties, retirement parties. People come and use it. Churchill residents get a much discounted rate just since those are the folks that we're here for. And we have lots of people coming in and out of there.
That's terrific. So, again, it's another service that you can provide to have a place that's actually affordable for hosting your wedding reception or
right.
something like that. And I know you like to put up the names in big marquee
yes.
letters and light it up too. That's always fun to see. For those of you just joining us, you're listening to Inspire Indeed on WRIR 97.3 FM. And we've been talking with Betsy Hart, the executive director of Robinson Theater. Where are you located again for those just tuning in?
We are at 2903 Q Street. Up in Churchill.
Mm-hmm, up in great. Churchill. And then people, I know you said earlier, can reach you at robinsontheater.org. In your time there at Robinson Theater, you've been there about 5 years now, right? And were you like the first employee there?
Yes. The owners who started the facility and invested in it and did the renovation, they were just longtime friends of mine and came to me and said, "Hey, Betsy, would you like to run this?" And we weren't really sure what this was, but it was a very grassroots focus and perspective, and we just started running with it.
Great. So what's been some of your biggest aha moments or maybe biggest surprises as you've been doing this work?
Something that just kind of blows me away every week is just the fact that people are coming, they have a respect for the building, and again, talking about that ownership piece. There was, on a blog for the neighborhood, right when we opened, as the owners put up a new marquee, and it has, you know, light bulbs and light fixtures, all these things that could be fragile and, you know, tampered with. There was somebody that posted on there and said, "I give it 3 weeks before it is damaged." Uh-huh. And the marquee has been up there, and nothing has happened to it. People just respect the building. They respect what's going inside of the building with the activities. And no one is trying to harm it. We don't have any graffiti on the building. And every light bulb is still there.
Right. People are happy to have that kind of resource in their neighborhood. And they want to see it thriving.
Exactly.
Yeah. So are there any other surprises that you've had or surprising experiences or stories?
Something that is very amazing is also being a resident there. I've never been a part of a neighborhood like Churchill. There's a lot of civic pride there where people just want to see more development, more just better community for their kids as they're starting to be raised there in the heart of Churchill and in the heart of Richmond. So people are just really investing in this neighborhood, and it's been amazing to see that and be a part of it as a resident and at the Robinson Theater, just the community development that is going on. And to be only just a piece of that has been just a blessing and a huge just awe as you just kind of step back some days and just see, wow, things are really happening where there's growth on our block at the Robinson with Blue Sky Fund. Another nonprofit has put their offices across the street, and Easton Fellowship has offices and now a daycare across the street. Things are really happening
here too. Wow. Yes. Yeah, you're right. Things are really happening, but it sounds like it's all responding to what you have been referring to throughout the show, that neighborhood pride, that desire to see your block do just as well as any other block in the community or across the city.
Right.
Now, are there other ways that people can get involved? You mentioned there's a tournament, the 3-on-3 tournament coming up on March 8th, where people can sign up to help support the Robinson Theater. Are there other ways that people could get involved, maybe volunteer or help out?
Absolutely. We have, with our classes, people can either start to come to those more, or you're more than welcome to. If you have a passion for any sort of arts or fitness-based class, we're with volunteer instructors mostly, so I have to go off of who I have available during a specific session. So if you are interested in that, with our movie nights and our community events, we always need volunteers to help welcome people, serve people. So we would definitely take you if you're interested in volunteering here at the Robinson.
Great. Well, maybe there's somebody that lives not too far from you all there on Q Street that can come help out, or maybe someone from another neighborhood who wants to participate in a really exciting neighborhood that has a lot of positive energy and buzz right now.
Absolutely. Come on up.
Great. Well, we are already out of time for our conversation today, so thank you so much, Betsy, for taking time to come in and share the story about Robinson Theater and all you're doing up in North Churchill.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Betsy Hart is the Executive Director of Robinson Theater, and you can learn more about that community hub in North Churchill at robinsontheater.org. That's theater with ER at the end. They also have a Facebook page, Robinson Theater Community Arts Center. You could search on that and find them that way and learn more about them there. Now, as always, I'm thankful to my fellow volunteers here at WRIR, people like Brittany Tracy, who make sure we keep the Inspire Indeed blog up to date at inspireindeed.blogspot.com. If you want to join us as a volunteer or make a contribution to the station, just go to WRIR.org to learn how you can partner with us. We definitely rely on the support of our listeners and underwriters to help ensure that we have this great place for local community radio. My name is Elaine Summerfield. You've been listening to Inspire Indeed, a show that focuses on community issues through the lens of nonprofits and changemakers who are working to make a difference. Thanks for tuning in today, and I hope you're inspired to keep making a difference with your deeds.